What's up, you guys? Bad Gal Bree here. For any new listeners that happen to stumble across this podcast, welcome. Thank you for joining us today. And for my returning listeners from my previous podcast, welcome back, you guys. Thank you all so much for the love and support you've given me along this new journey. If you don't know already, my name is Brittany, and you're listening to Bad Gal Bree, Unfiltered and Unpopular Opinions, episode number 15. So this past week was just really busy and stuff like that. So much schoolwork. I'm just so tired of this semester. I'm over it. I'm so over it. I just wish it was over. But nah, I have projects and finals to study for in the upcoming weeks. And it's like, why? Why are my professors doing this to me? I don't know. But all I know is I'm just so tired of this semester. I really just want 2021 to come because 2020 ain't it. I'm fucking over it and I'm just fucking done. Period. For today's unpopular opinion, it states, okay, dear white people, now that Halloween is around the corner, I'm just gonna tell you this once. Black culture is not a costume. I said what the fuck I said. Yikes, sis. I mean, you're definitely right. Heavy on the black culture is not a costume because it's not. I genuinely don't know why I have to be having this conversation with people now in this day and age, but I guess some people won't learn from their mistakes and it is what it is. But I'm definitely gonna drag you for like painting your face black and pretending to be a black person because it's racist as fuck. And yeah, I definitely have a lot of things to say about this topic, so stay tuned. But before we dive into today's topic, I'm just going to give a very quick and brief disclaimer. The unpopular opinions that I come and discuss on this platform are not my own. They are from my audience. They want me to discuss it, and I feel obligated to do such because I am providing the service. I am giving them content that they want to hear. I may agree or disagree with the unpopular opinions, but at the end of the day, it's my platform, it's my commentary, it's my podcast. If you feel offended by the things I may say, please leave now and forever hold your peace because I'm not going to hold back on this platform. You know, like, it's definitely something that I want to do, and if I feel a certain way about it, I'm going to give my opinion on it. So this is just for the people that want to come for me and come for my neck and, you know, just want to like come for me without a way home and like no legitimate reason. I am going to give y'all fair warning. This platform will have triggering content. And if you do not like it, please leave now and forever hold your peace. And yeah. Now y'all already know the deal. I definitely need to give my opinion on this unpopular opinion. And I agree, I would definitely be on some tomfoolery and coonery if I wasn't. Black culture is definitely not a costume, and if I see one single white person dressing up as a black person portraying them in blackface, whoo, I am gonna be going to jail. I am gonna be, y'all are gonna have to put me underneath the jail after what I'm gonna do, because I'm just tired of defending the fact that black culture is not a costume. Like, I'm just so confused why white people think it's okay to portray a black person once a year, every Halloween, as if it's okay. Like, there's a difference between dressing up like a black person, but painting your face black and acting like you're black is two completely different things. And I'm definitely gonna get into both of them because there is a difference, and I do condone people being inspired by black people and dressing up as them for Halloween, but acting as if you're black and going out in blackface on Halloween, that ain't it, chief. So I definitely hope you guys will enjoy the rest of my commentary, and enjoy! The first reason why black culture is not a costume is because it just isn't. And I know that this is something very common and it should be common sense, but common sense is not that common. And I have to remind people of simple things such as this. So yeah, black culture isn't a costume just because it's not okay to just dress up as a black person, paint your face black, and act like a black caricature. Any black person knows that if they see a white person dressed up in blackface, they're obviously mocking them, and it's not anything like you want to be associated with. I briefly mentioned blackface in my other podcast, so if you guys want to hear more about that, check that out. But basically, blackface is when white people portray black people in a very negative light by painting their face black, their lips red, and talking in a black accent. It's not cute whatsoever. You can Google it if you want to, but either way, black people have experienced so much. And the fact that there's so many white people that go out of their way to just paint their faces black and act like a black character once a year on Halloween just irks my soul. And it really goes to show you how asinine, naive, and ignorant white people are. And it is what it is. Like, I really can't say nothing else about it. They're just gonna be ignorant, and there's nothing you can really do about it but try to educate them and try to tell them, hey, you painting your face black isn't really doing any justice. It's just slapping people in the face. And it really is, because painting your face black and dressing up like a black person is convenient for you because you will never know what it's like to be a black person in America. You think painting your face black and your lips red makes you black? Really? Really? Okay, yeah, sure. Bye, Karen. The second reason why black culture isn't a costume is because it's just straight up insensitive and rude. Like, I genuinely don't get what possesses white people to paint their face and act black. Like, I really don't. Like, have you gotten tired of being white so bad? Do you want to be oppressed so bad to the point where you do anything to go out of your way to be black? Really? Is your privilege running out, Karen? It obviously is, because clearly you want to be a minority so bad, and yeah. Hoot child. But yeah, I find it very ironic that they have no problem being black, but if a black person, Hispanic, or Native American person were to act white or dress up as a white girl or a white boy for Halloween, all bets are fucking off. Oh, it's racially insensitive. It's this, it's that. Excuse me, aren't you the same one that painted your face black and acted like Beyoncé? Aren't you the same one that painted your face black and wanted to be Rihanna? Okay. All right. Yeah, sure. You white people are the boy who cried wolf when it comes to stealing black culture and being black on Halloween. They truly are. I'm highly convinced that one more time that they have one more time to do it. They have one more time to be painting their face black, acting black, until the world's not gonna condone their tomfoolery anymore. I'm truly convinced that we are at our rope's end with white people trying to portray minorities on Halloween. Like, yes, I get it. It's a time to dress up, but not dress up as a whole nother culture, not as a whole nother person. You can dress up as a whole nother person, but not portray that person's culture. Simple. I genuinely don't know why it's so hard, but you know, white people just want to make everything hard for everyone else. The third reason why black culture isn't a costume is because there's a very dark and horrendous history behind white people dressing up as black people. Now, I briefly mentioned minstrel shows and them dressing up in blackface and having a black scent and acting black in a very derogatory term. But there's also like this other film that came out in like the early 1900s called Birth of a Nation. And in this horrendous racist ass movie called Birth of a Nation, it's based on a novel called The Klansman, and it basically just goes over like black Americans' lives in the South in the 1860s. And it basically portrays African Americans as lazy, egregious, and like just all those other negative stereotypes that are placed on African Americans. And the worst part about this film is that they didn't have any black actors playing the black people. Yeah, those were white people in blackface because, you know, 1915, apparently black people and white people weren't really on the same page. But during the Roaring Twenties, I just assumed that they were on the same page, but obviously not, because this whole fucking movie is full of white people dressed in blackface. And it's just really fucking irritating because people really don't understand that that's a problem. And that's where that therein lies the catch. Therein lies the catch, because people don't realize it's a problem, but they continue to do it anyway as if it's okay. And it's not okay. definitely you guys should watch Birth of a Nation, even though it's super racist and stuff like that. It definitely shows you that we need to move on and we definitely need to learn from our mistakes in society. Use actual Black people in movies. Obviously, we do that now, but obviously 1915 and 2020 are two different worlds. So, yeah, it's definitely very insensitive to dress up as a Black person, knowing the fact that there's a very bad history dressing up as a Black person if you're white. And you should know that. The fourth and final reason why Black culture isn't a costume is because playing with someone's culture is basically asking to get slapped. Like, I genuinely don't understand why non-people of color feel as if they can just dress up as anyone from any culture. Like, that's just fucked up. And you know it's fucked up. Like, why the fuck are you doing that? Like, I genuinely don't get it. Like, white girls that be dressing up in saris and geles and dashikis, like, do you know the significance of those clothing that you're wearing? Do you really? Or are you just dressing up in it because you like the colors? Okay, bitch, bye. But yeah, it's definitely not something to play with, especially Black culture. If you don't know the meaning behind certain things, just leave it alone. No one will blame you if you're ignorant towards it, because at the end of the day, we're all really ignorant towards something. Not everyone knows everything except God, and we're not God, obviously. But at the end of the day, like, if you don't know what it is, just leave it alone, walk away, look in the next direction, because if you pick up that Indian headdress that you got from Party City and wear it on Halloween, best believe every Native American tribe will drag the fuck out of you. If you pick up a gele from the dollar store, best believe the Nigerian community will drag you. If you pick up a sari from the flea market, the brown and Indian Pakistani community will drag you. Don't do it. I genuinely don't know why the fuck white people just want to dress up as other cultures so bad. Like, I get it, white people don't have a culture, but that doesn't mean you get to steal from other people. Like, stop. Just fucking stop, for real. Like, it's just fucking irritating. Whew, Lord, let me stop. But yeah, just stop fucking doing it. I better not catch anyone on Halloween doing that, because best believe I'm going to jail. Don't fucking do it. So that's it for the end of this podcast episode, you guys. I hope you enjoy it. I'm not trying to stop anyone from dressing up on Halloween, but white people in particular, if I see y'all in blackface, y'all are catching these hands. I said what the fuck I said. And I know there's going to be some people offended by it, like, oh, why'd she just say this, that, and the third? If the shoe fucking fits, fucking wear it, ho. The fuck? It's my fucking platform. I can say whatever I want to, but I didn't say any lies. Did I lie? Did I lie? Did I fucking lie? No. Okay, then. All right. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoy your Halloween coming up. Definitely share this episode with someone that likes to try your life and dress up in your culture on Halloween. As always, new episodes are coming every Wednesday at 2. My name is Brittany, and remember, bad gala run things.